Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse for tonight's game between the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers, a Midwest Conference Athletic game, Midwest Athletic Conference game here tonight. Fort Recovery coming in with a 4-13 record. And the record for the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers is 9-8 on the season. Lady Indians on a two-game winning streak, hoping to make it three tonight with a win over Coldwater. We had a chance to talk with the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. That's Holly Gann. We had this conversation with her earlier tonight. Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Holly Gann is with us, the head basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And two wins in a row now. How'd you feel about the last game?
You know, it's great just to be able to get that second win. Like I said, the girls have been working hard, putting in just like any other team. Coming to practice, have a good mindset, understanding that this is a process, and sometimes those processes can be challenging. And so to get that second win last Saturday was really nice, and it was good for the girls. You know, they're coming in this week just with a chip on their shoulder, and they're working hard, and so today I know they're excited to be able to hit the floor again and play Coldwater.
Of course, a few fans don't know, was Franklin Monroe the victim last Saturday, and then the Lady Indians had knocked off St. Henry on Thursday of last week, a week ago. Tonight, Coldwater, and so tell us about the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers.
Obviously, Coldwater, again, just a nice set of athletic girls hitting the floor. Coldwater has Riley Ristmiller, who's pretty heavily being recruited right now from a lot of D1 schools, so we know that she's going to be a huge target. Again, there's a Wenning girl and a Wendell girl that bring a lot to the team as well, so I feel pretty good about tonight, and we're going to have just a nice, good game here at the Fortside Fieldhouse.
What do you feel like the difference has been over the last couple of games when the gals got off that losing streak and won those two contests?
Well, and I think a lot of it's just understanding that we not only fundamentally and skill-wise we need to learn, but also basketball sense. So I feel like a lot of times we've taken more time out of practice just to talk through defensively, like what are we doing? What is our goal here? Understanding roles on teams, you know, having there a period of time where we had people out, trying to be able to maneuver through sicknesses. And honestly, we were probably not in the best health, I think, always, probably in the month of December. So now I feel like a lot of the girls kind of got that out of their system, and especially around Christmas and everything else, like now I feel like we're pretty good to go, and the attitude's been really good. And sometimes at this time of the year, it's actually the exact opposite as far as it's just you're getting tired and worn out of being in the gym, and, you know, we win with each other for a long time, and they treat each other like siblings half the time. So it's just really nice to see that. I don't know, they're just a unique group of girls that are keep things light and want to get better and understand that comes with high expectations and hard work. So it's nice, and a lot of that push is coming from a lot of our underclassmen that are hungry to get on the floor.
How about Whitley Rammel? She's been out with a concussion protocol. Is she going to be back?
Yeah, Whit will be back tonight. So she won't be starting the game for us, but she'll be hitting the floor soon. So I know she's anxious, and she's been hanging around the gym saying, oh, I can get in. And of course, you know, we want to be able to tell her that, but we also value that process in which we take. And clearly she never gets enough credit, but we have an athletic trainer, Jill. And, you know, Jill does a lot. She puts in the hours. She works really closely with our athletes to make sure they stay healthy. And so we trust her. And when Jill says it's fine, Jill says it's fine. And Jill said it was fine yesterday. So Will Witt was able to jump in and practice with some of our scout stuff. And we're excited to have her back on the floor. But, you know, the beautiful thing is when you have a teammate that can't play, it just gives that opportunity to see who else wants to take that role over. So last game, and you know, Carly came in and got 10 extra rebounds for us. So Alexis came in, got 7 extra rebounds. Mara came in, got 12 rebounds. So these girls are understanding when we have holes there to pick them up. So I'll be happy to see when Witt comes back and rebounds, getting some more offensive rebounders or defensive rebounds with her. just going to fuel the fire for some more possibilities for us offensively, more generated than obviously defensively, but, you know, offensive boarding is a whole offense in itself.
Well, this coming Sunday is a sectional Sunday when the draw is going to be set for the brackets and so forth. So how is that going to work this year? Are there set sites or what's going to happen there?
So this year we'll have a virtual meeting, which has been that kind of status quo for the last couple years. The two sectional sites that we could go to are Spencerville or Lima Shawnee. So different than last year, we were at Bath and St. Mary's. And then alongside of that, we are looking at playing on the 16th, which is a Wednesday, or the 17th, which is a Thursday, which is not something traditionally that also happens. Now, other regions do it that way, but we just don't normally play on a Wednesday. The boys are the same way. It's a Wednesday-Thursday setup. So something different, but, you know, we're probably looking at seeing how things kind of unfold here within the next couple days as far as votes and where we kind of fall. And Coach Vaughn and I will sit down and kind of look at what we feel will be best strategy for our team going into that tournament.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to having that information for our listeners on Monday of next week, as that'll all take place on Sunday afternoon. Holly, thanks so much, and good luck to you.
Thanks.
Holly Gann, head basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health food pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalp Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalp Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Stay tuned for high school basketball coming up. Fort Recovery and Coldwater from the Fortsite Fieldhouse tonight in a Midwest Athletic Conference matchup. Again, good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. We'll be back with the play-by-play coming up in just a couple of minutes.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Enjoy 15% off all filters for your Case IH and Kubota branded equipment. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send your pre-orders so that we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortsite Fieldhouse. Let's take a look at the junior varsity game, which was won by Fort Recovery tonight, 33-29 over Coldwater. Fort Recovery led 7-5 at the first quarter, led 14-9 at halftime. Coldwater came back and took the lead after three, 21-19, outscoring Fort Recovery 12-5 in the third quarter. But the Lady Indians came back and outscored Coldwater in the final quarter, 14-8, to win the game, 33-29. Sage Luthold had an excellent second half, mostly in the fourth quarter, to score 8 points in the half and help the Lady Indians to the victory. Fort Recovery was led by Sage Luthold with 8 points on 4 2-point goals and 0 out of 1 at the free throw line. The Lady Indians had a horrible shooting night tonight at the free throw line. I think they were like 4 of 22. Something like that. They could have easily won by a big margin had they hit half of those free throws they missed. 7 points for Amalia Martin. She had a nice second half. She had 3 2-point goals and 1 out of 1 at the free throw line. Next in line was Maddie Guggenbiller and Carly DeCamp, both with 5. Carly Niekamp had 2 2-point goals and 1 out of 3 at the free throw line. Maddie Guggenbiller had a 3-point goal and a 2-point goal and was 0 out of 4 at the free throw line. Then 3 points apiece for Eva Kollig and Elizabeth Allig. Eva Kollig had a 2-point goal and 1 out of 4 at the line. Elizabeth Kollig had a 2-point goal and 0 out of 3 at the line. And then 2 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp. She had a 2-point goal, but she was 0 for 4 from the free throw line. So just a horrible shooting night for the Lady Indians from the free throw line. For the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers, they had a pretty decent balance. Brooke Gerlach had 7 points on the evening. Also, Avery Kanapke with 6 points. 6 points for Mandy Hart. It was 4 points for Kelsey Seifring, 4 points for Kirsten Keller, and 2 points for Natalie Ashball for Coldwater. Fort Recovery improves their record to 9-7 with the victory over Coldwater in JV play tonight. We're set to go. Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's game. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hartz. You'll find the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy. Again, Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. Coldwater got the tip to start the quarter here. And they do have the basketball still. They missed one shot. There's another shot missed. Rebound, Coldwater. Another shot is in and out, no good. Rebound back up and in. So offensive rebounding there for Coldwater. And the big young lady, who is Riley Rissmiller, got the rebound basket and makes it 2-0. Coldwater in the lead here. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Here's a pass over on the left side to Grace Guggenbiller. Drives the baseline, stops, tries to feed back outside. The ball's intercepted by Coldwater. Finally coming out with it was Jenna Ligers. Ligers will pass over here to Becca Winning. Back on their right, back in the middle, back on the right. It goes to Ligers. Ligers will pass off to Rissmiller. Now goes over to Emma May, who's in the game. Emma May, cross-court pass on the right wing. Ligers with the basketball. And Jenna Ligers. Back out top it goes to Emma May. Now right to Ligers. Fires a three and got it. Jenna Ligers with a three, and quickly the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers are out to a 5-0 lead over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is open extra hours during the week, Monday through Thursday until 7, and Fridays until 6. They're open until 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon and until 3 on Sundays. That's Calp Pharmacy. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Coldwater at the Fort Recovery end, so Lady Indians have the inbounds pass. Grace Guggenbiller goes into Callie Wendell. Now to Alexis Wendell. Back to Callie. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy played, she might have played a half in the reserve game tonight. On the left to Alexis Wendell. Alexis looks for a teammate, passes back out top. Mara Pearson with us, the leading scorer for the Lady Indians. Right side to Grace Guggenbiller, back out to Alexis Wendell. Wendell passing to Callie. Callie fires and misses a three. Rebound comes down to Coldwater as Rissmiller came down with the basketball. Riley Rissmiller. Still 5-0. Coldwater with the ball and the lead here. Right side it goes. Ligers with it, back out top. On the left wing, shots fired up and it's no good. Rebound comes down to Jenna Ligers of Coldwater. Coldwater's just getting a lot of offensive rebounds here. Ligers down low, puts it up, blocked by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Rebound, Ristmiller, and Ristmiller puts it in. Ristmiller now has 4 points, and it's 7-0. Lady Indians need to get on the board here. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the right side, back in the middle to Callie Wendell, and there she threw it away. She threw it to Mara Pearson, and Mara had decided to cut to the basket just as the pass was coming from Callie, and it went out of bounds untouched. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. You know it is, so just ask, and they'll be happy to set you up with that. Your Health Mart Pharmacy, Cal Pharmacy. Coldwater with the basketball. Ligers firing top of the key. It's no good. Rims off to the right side, and it's out of bounds. Trying to save it there was Becca Winning, but she couldn't quite get to it. So Fort Recovery will have the ball. Coldwater's pressing about half court here. 1-2-2 zone defense here for Coldwater on the press. Nothing really intense. Callie Wendell at the center circle. Right side it goes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back over to Callie. On the left wing to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace will pass in the middle to Mara Pearson. Tries to hit Kennedy Mollenkamp, cutting down the backside, but it's intercepted by Coldwater by Becca Winning. Now inside to Ristmiller, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. Going to whistle on Grace Guggenbiller. 7-0 score here in the first quarter of play. Coldwater in the lead, and 4:09 left to go on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Here comes the inbounds pass from Becca Winning. Goes into Ristmiller. Turn fires, hits. Ristmiller gets her third basket of the quarter, and she leads everybody in scoring with 6 points. It's 9-0. Coldwater with the big early lead here. Kennedy Mollenkamp right side to Mara Pearson. Mara passing over here to Callie Wendell. Kennedy Mollenkamp between the circles to Wendell. Left side to Whitley Rammel, who just came in the game. And Whitley tried to pass it off. It's intercepted by Jenna Ligers. Ligers will pass over to MMA. Back on the right side it goes. Out top. Shots fired up. No good. Rebound comes down to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And we have a timeout being called here. It's 9-0. Fort Recovery trailing here in the first quarter. We welcome those of you who are watching on the high school network on television, those of you who are listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com, or those of you listening on the radio station 100.9 on your FM dial, WPGW-FM. A reminder, if you've tuned in for the Jay County game tonight, that's being heard on 105.3 FM. Again, you can hear the Jay County game with Heritage tonight at 105.3 FM. A timeout is called by Fort Recovery. Lady Indians trail big time, 9-0 to the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
And, of course, in this area, you'll find Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Van Wert, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. Again, the website to check out their job opportunities, CooperFarmsJobs.com. Alexis Wendell over to Mara Pearson. Mara drives in. Her shot is blocked by Ristmiller, and Coldwater comes down the court. This game has been pretty much all Coldwater so far. Ligers will pass over here on the right side to Madison Wendell, who's in the game for Coldwater. Shot's up no good, but Ristmiller's there to get the rebound and scores. She is just dominating the boards tonight. She has four baskets all inside, and it's 11-0 now. Fort Recovery trailing here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. And there's a pass by Mullenkamp to Callie Wendell, which is intercepted by Becca Winning. Left side, back out to Winning, back on the left. Three-point shot is up. No good by Madison Wendell. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Here's Mara Pearson down the court. Mara will feed to Whitley Rammel. Rammel back to Mara Pearson. Mara back to Callie Wendell. Wendell between the circles, dribbling the ball. Right side to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Right side it goes to, in the wing, to Mara Pearson. Mara tries to pass back out to Kennedy Mullenkamp. And Becca Winning knocks the ball out of bounds. Becca will go out of the game now, and Emma May will come back in. Again, this first quarter brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. If you're looking for handicap medical equipment, think of Calp Pharmacy in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. That's where you'll find their handicap medical equipment center. Whatever you might need when it comes to handicap medical equipment, you'll find it at Calp Pharmacy in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Outside, in for the first time tonight for Fort Recovery's Kenzie Garkey. Whitley Rammel hands off to Mara Pearson. Back to Garkey, puts it up, no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. And Kenzie Garkey will go to the free throw line with two shots. Kenzie was 0 for 2 from the free throw line in the junior varsity game tonight. Let's hope she can kind of even the score here with two free throws here. Indians need to get off that zero. Free throws up and good. Kenzie Garkey is a sophomore. She played about two quarters in the reserve game tonight. She will have one more here. Bounces the ball. It's up, and it is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Riley Rissmiller. Boy, she is just dominating everywhere. Ligers with the ball down the lane, travels. Yep, official called traveling, and that's what it was. So Fort Recovery gets the ball back, trailing now 11-1 here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Grace Guggenbiller over to Kennedy Mullenkamp, right side to Kenzie Garkey. Garkey threw it away, trying to pass into the middle. Ligers intercepts and scores. Jenna Ligers with 5 points, and it's now 13-1. Fort Recovery down by 12 points here. Lady Indians need to get something going here. Right side, Kennedy Mullenkamp tries to pass to Whitley Rammel, and Riley Rissmiller knocks it out of bounds. Again, Coldwater's 9-8. Fort Recovery's 4-13. Lady Indians, though, have won two in a row. They were kind of hoping they could keep the momentum going here tonight, but so far that is not the case. But Riley Rissmiller's had a lot to do with that. She is really dominant on the offensive boards and the defensive end. Which is shot up, no good by Mara Pearson, blocked. Out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller will toss it in. Grace looking for a teammate. Passes into Whitley Rammel. Rammel will fire and miss. Rebound comes down to the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. Claire Steinke got the rebound there. Out front with the ball is Becca Winning. Becca dribbling the basketball, stops, passes off to Riley Rissmiller, turns, looks, passes back to Becca Winning. It's knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Coldwater will have the basketball with 45 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. And Coldwater leads 13-1. Here's a pass lobbed into Riley Rissmiller. Back outside. There's MMA with the ball. And it's loose and picked up by Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson comes racing down. Right side to Callie Wendell. Fires and hits. Callie Wendell. They didn't signal three, so let's give her two on that. Nice shot there by Callie. And that's the first field goal of the game for the Lady Indians. Here's a shot from outside. Three-pointer. Good by Coldwater's MMA. It's their second three-pointer of the quarter. 16-3 now. Ball's out of bounds. Whitley Rammel tried to haul that pass in. She couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Coldwater's basketball with 5 seconds to go here in this first quarter of play on the Calp Pharmacy scoreboard. 16-3, Fort Recovery trails in the game. Coldwater puts the ball in play. Becca Winning brings it down to 2 seconds. Stops, fires, and it's no good. That would have been interesting had that gone in, whether they would have counted that or not. But it didn't go in. So the score at the end of the first quarter of play, it's Coldwater dominating so far here, 16-3 on the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy, your Health Mart Pharmacy, for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractor from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Okay, here we go in the second quarter. Fort Recovery needs to get something happening here. Lady Indians do have the ball to start the quarter. And it's tipped out of bounds by Coldwater. Inbounds pass comes into Kenzie Garkey, back on the left to Grace Guggenbilder. Goes down low to Whitley Rammel, turns, fires, and misses, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. Let's see who they're going to call that on. And they end up calling the foul on Coldwater's Madison Wendell. Madison Wendell and Jenna Ligers were both there together, but they gave Wendell the foul. Whitley Rammel at the free throw line. It's good. That's her first point back from when she had a concussion a couple of weeks ago. She will have one more free throw. It's 16-4 now, and this one's good. 16-5. Lady Indians just need to start chipping away here at the lead. It's down to 11 points now, 16-5. There's a ball tipped by Mara Pearson. Mara with it, back in the middle to Kenzie Garkey. Oh, she missed the layup. Rebound comes down to Coldwater. Getting the board there was Emma May. Down come the Lady Cavaliers with the ball over on the right wing. Dribbling, passing down low. With it there is Claire Steinke. She'll pass back out to Ligers. Ligers dribbling. Going against Callie Wendell, passing out top. Between the circles is Becca Winning. Winning looks. Goes to Ligers. Ligers just off the right side of the lane. Passing that back in the middle. Here's a three-point shot. Good. Bingo. Madison Wendell drills a three. That's her first basket of the evening. And it's 19-5. That did not help. Lady Indians trail by 14 now. Callie Wendell with the ball back to Grace Guggenbiller. Up the court, they threw it away. Tried to hit Whitley Rammel, but it looked like Rammel broke towards the basket, and the pass did not go that way. And it went out of bounds untouched. Here's Claire Steinke tossing it in. Fort Recovery plays Saturday at Troy Christian. We will not be doing that game. We have other coverage here on the radio on Saturday of the Jay County Wrestling Sectional, so we will not be able to bring you the Troy Christian game from Troy on Saturday. I'm sure that Neil Spencer will have the game on FortRecoveryRadio.com for you, though. Again, FortRecoveryRadio.com. Coldwater with the ball inside to Rissmiller. Turns, fires, scores. 10 points for Riley Rissmiller now. Leading all scorers. Fort Recovery with the ball, being pressed full court by Coldwater. Whitley Rammel to Kenzie Garkey. Down on the right side to Niekamp. Carly Niekamp back outside. Here's Tally Wendell. Grace Guggenbiller with the basketball. She'll pass on the right to Carly. Niekamp dribbles, fires a shot. Oh, it's no good. Off the mark. Rebound Riley Rissmiller, but it's tipped, but Coldwater still comes up with it. Becca Winning will bring it down. Becca Winning out front, guarded by Kenzie Garkey. She'll pass to Rissmiller. Here's a nice play by Coldwater. Ligers was cutting towards the basket. She got the ball, but it's blocked by Fort Recovery. And Fort Recovery has the basketball. Our second quarter is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Grace Guggenbiller just missed a three-point shot. Down comes Coldwater with the basketball. Becca Winning out front with it. She'll pass off, and they tried to pass. Claire Steinke tried to pass back to Becca Winning, but the pass was out of bounds. Kenzie Garkey goes out, and I'm not sure who came back in. Might have been Callie Wendell. Grace Guggenbiller down to Whitley Rammel, tipped out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery, last touched by Claire Steinke of Coldwater. 21-5 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Fort Recovery down by 16 points here. Left side to Grace Guggenbiller. Whitley Rammel, free throw line. Right side to Mara Pearson. Mara drives to the basket and passes into Whitley Rammel. Misses the layup. They're going to say it's off of Coldwater. I believe they said it was off of Rissmiller. So Fort Recovery will have the basketball. Grace Guggenbiller will toss it in here. Lobs it into Mara Pearson. Back out to Callie Wendell. Left side to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace looking for a teammate. Now she decides to drive in. Puts it up. And, oh, it rolls off the rim. Rebound Riley Rissmiller of Coldwater. That was so close to going in there. 21-5. Coldwater with the lead and the basketball. Ligers right side. It goes to Riley Rissmiller. Back to Ligers. Top of the key. Jenna Ligers will pass over on the right. With the ball there is Madison Wendell. Back on the left it goes. Ligers with it. She'll pass in the middle to Rissmiller. Back over to Ligers on the left wing. Backs it up. Passing up top of the key to Madison Wendell. Madison dribbles the ball to the right. Stops. Feeds over here to Claire Steinke. Steinke brings it back out. Stops. Guarded by Grace Guggenbiller. Dumps it off to Ligers. Jenna will back it up. And timeout's called by Coldwater. Timeout Coldwater here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Again, if you need outstanding service for your farm machinery, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned health food pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements and more. Stop in and see us and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Action back in after the timeout. It's knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. Coldwater will have the ball. They had it after the timeout there. Jenna Ligers will toss it in. Here with the basketball. Right side, back inside, and there it goes to Rissmiller, and she's fouled by Whitley Rammel. Once again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Don't forget they have the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool that's for all seasons. See it at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. At the line, Riss Miller, and she hits the free throw. Riley Riss Miller, a junior. This is really a pretty young team. None of the seniors are really playing. Here's a shot up. No good by Riss Miller. But Coldwater got the rebound. They're just dominating Fort Recovery on the rebounding department tonight. Right side by Ligers. It's no good. Rebound out of bounds. It's going to be given to Fort Recovery. Annalise Hartlemert would have been in there, but she is out for the year, we think. That's what they said. She's the only senior that, she's a really talented athlete, but apparently suffered some kind of an injury and at least is out for an extended period of time. Coldwater knocks the ball away, and Fort Recovery grabs it back. Grace Guggenbiller with it, and they're going to say it's off of Ligers and out of bounds. Guggenbiller will toss it in. Coldwater's being extremely aggressive on defense here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Right side to Mara Pearson. Over goes to Kenzie Garkey. Garkey back out to Whitley Rammel. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp into Mara Pearson. Mara gives to Whitley Rammel, who drives and shoots the ball and is fouled in the act of shooting. Whitley goes to the free throw line. She was there earlier and hit both of them. She'll have two more here. 22-5 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Coldwater leads by 17, now by 16, as Whitley Rammel hits the first of the two. So she's perfect tonight from the free throw line. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and got it again. I can remember back in the day, there was a day when you would hope that she would just hit the rim. But she's much improved at the free throw line, and there's Grace Guggenbiller called for a foul as she reached in and tried to knock the ball away from Riley Riss Miller and committed a personal foul. Second on Grace Guggenbiller. And Jenna Likers will toss it in. So all these kids who are playing right now for Coldwater, they're all going to be back next year. Ligers looking for a teammate. Passes in here to the Lady Cavaliers, Becca Winning. Winning at the free throw line, being guarded by Kenzie Garkey. Drives in towards the lane, or towards the hoop, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Kenzie Garkey. Garkey to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp comes down across the timeline, back to Garkey. Zone defense being applied here for Coldwater. Whitley Rammel has the ball knocked away. Right side it goes to Mara Pearson. She'll pop the shot. It's no good. Rebound Garkey up. No good. Blocked by Coldwater. Rebound Alexis Wendell. Right side, Mollenkamp firing. Hitting! Three-point basket for Kennedy Mollenkamp. That makes a score now, 22-10, a 12-point lead. Mollenkamp's only a freshman for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery, overall, a pretty young team. Whitley Rammel, of course, will be graduating. She'll be a loss for the Lady Indians next year. Inside to Riley Riss Miller, and she scores. They beat the Indians there and snuck the pass inside, and Riss Miller puts it in. Grace Guggenbiller, the other senior for Fort Recovery, who will be missed next year, and that's basically the only seniors. Here's a shot by Mara Pearson, right side, no good. Rebound comes to Coldwater. Down come the Lady Cavs. They lead here, 24-10. Riss Miller with the ball inside, double team, back outside. Shots fired up and good by Claire Steinke. Steinke picks up her first basket tonight and makes it 26-10. Coldwater by 16. Kenzie Garkey, right side it goes. There's Alexis Wendell back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Hollenkamp does not take the shot and threw it away. Picked off by Coldwaters, MMA. Down come the Lady Cavs. There's Rissmiller, good. Fast break basket for Rissmiller. She has a total now of 15 points on the night here in the first half in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter of play. Mara Pearson with the ball. Drives in, right side to Alexis Wendell. She'll fire a three. Banks it in. Okay. Hey, we will take anything we can get. Alexis Wendell banks it in. And here's a shot at the other end. Good by Rissmiller. Right at the gun. Rissmiller gets her 17th point of the game. She has been a real problem for the Lady Indians. And the score at the end of the first half of play, 30-13, Coldwater leads the Fort Recovery Lady Indians here at halftime. Thanks again to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget to look over their new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. And, of course, they're always your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, the halftime score, Coldwater 30 and Fort Recovery 13. We'll return with a recognition of a couple of the seniors from the swim team right after we pause for this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 26th through the 29th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Back here once again at Fortside Fieldhouse. Two of the senior members of the swim team were recognized here this evening. Let me give you the scoop on those fine young people. Melissa Laux and Isaac Kanapke, who are seniors on the swim team. Melissa is the daughter of Cheryl and Steve Laux. She's a four-year member of the swim team and was on the volleyball team for 2 years. Melissa, less being a two-year member of the National Honor Society, is something she is proud of. After graduation, Melissa plans to attend the University of Findlay to major in animal science with the possibility of double majoring in biology as well, and then continuing to Ohio State University to earn a doctorate in veterinary medicine. That's Fort Recovery senior Melissa Laux, senior on the swim team. Also, Isaac Kanapke is the other senior on the swim team. Isaac is the son of Joe and Kim Kanapke. He is a four-year member of the swim team and the football team. Isaac lists the following as accomplishments he is most proud of: earning the swim team Indian Award, receiving the AP Chemistry Top Student Award, and making the All-A Honor Roll. Quite outstanding indeed. After graduation, Isaac plans to attend an undecided college for computer engineering. That's Indian senior Isaac Kanapke. Congratulations to Melissa Laux and Isaac Kanapke on their 4 years of swimming with the Fort Recovery Swim Team. It's been a very enjoyable 4 years for them. They've had a lot of accomplishments. Of course, the swim team coached by Mindy Bupp. Good luck to Melissa Laux and Isaac Kanapke. We'll be back in a moment at the Fortside Fieldhouse right after this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The aches, the headaches, the stuffy noses, when you or your family are not feeling well, ask our caring Kapp Pharmacy pharmacists about the wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and supplements we have at Kapp Pharmacy. Kapp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in or call Kapp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
I'm Rob Weaver, everybody, back at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We have a halftime score here of 30-13, Fort Recovery trailing the Lady Cavaliers. Fort Recovery trailed 16-3 at the end of the first quarter. Cavaliers scored the first 11 points of the quarter to take an 11-0 lead. And then at halftime, the lead was expanded as Coldwater outscoring Fort Recovery in the second quarter to make it a 30-13 halftime lead of 17 points for the Cavaliers. Fort Recovery's led at halftime by Whitley Rammel with 4 points. They're all from the free throw line. She is 4 out of 4 at the line. Unlike the reserve team for Fort Recovery, who tonight went like 4 out of 22 from the free throw line, believe it or not. They still won the game. 4 out of 22 from the free throw line for the reserve team tonight. Kennedy Mollenkamp has 3 points here at halftime on a three-point basket, and Alexis Wendell has 3 points on a three-point basket. Callie Wendell has 2 points and 1 point for Kenzie Garkey on 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. 1 point for Kenzie Garkey, I should say, on 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. For the Lady Cavaliers, 17 for Riley Rissmiller. She's quite a player. Most of her points came from inside shots right around the basket. She had 2, 4, 6, 8 two-pointers. And again, as I say, mostly around the basket in that first half for 16 points. And then she had 1 out of 1 at the free throw line for her 17th point. Other than that, most other players have been kind of held down. Jenna Ligers, who's a really nice player, only has 5 points on a 3-point goal and a 2-point goal. 3 points apiece for Emma May and Madison Wendell. Both of them have a 3-point goal. And Claire Starkey has a 2-point goal for 2 points. Again, the halftime score, 30-13. In the reserve game, it was Fort Recovery winning 33-29. Lady Indians led 7-5 at the first quarter, led 14-9 at the half. Coldwater came back, took the lead after 3, 21-19, but then the Lady Indians outscored Coldwater in the fourth quarter to win by 4, 33-29. A really nice second half for Sage Leuthold and Amalia Jimenez-Martin. As Sage Leuthold had 8 points in the second half on 4 2-point goals. And Amalia Jimenez-Martin ended up with 7 points. And I think that was all in the second half. Carly Niekamp had 5 in the reserve game, 5 for Maddie Guggenbiller on a 3 and a 2, 3 points apiece for Eva Kollig and Elizabeth Kollig, and 2 for Kennedy Mollenkamp. The Coldwater Lady Cavaliers had 7 points out of Brooke Gerlach in the first half, 6 points from Mandy Hart and Avery Kanapke, 4 points from Kirsten Keller, 4 points for Kelsey Seifering, and 2 points for Natalie Ashball. Coldwater gets the ball to start the second half here. Our third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms. More than a workplace, check out the job opportunities at Cooper Farms. You go to CooperFarmsJobs.com, CooperFarmsJobs.com, and it is called Double Dribble on the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. So they turn the ball over to start the quarter. Mara Pearson will walk it across the timeline, passing to Grace Guggenbiller. Back to Mara. Over on the left wing to Callie Wendell. Back out top to Whitley Rammel. Whitley goes to Alexis Wendell. Back to Whitley. Left wing to Callie Wendell. Back out to Mara Pearson. Cross-court pass to Grace Guggenbiller. Open three, but it doesn't go. Rebound Whitley Rammel. Back to Guggenbiller. Wants to fire again. Decides against it. Right side to Whitley Rammel. Around the horn to Mara Pearson. Pearson drives in, and she is fouled driving in the lane. Indians basketball out of bounds. You know, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Van Wert's, Coldwater, and Rossburg in this area. A lot of different locations. Whitley Rammel on the left to Grace Guggenbiller in the corner. Back to Whitley in the lane, drives, and she is her shot was blocked by Riley Rissmiller. Rissmiller called for a personal foul. Riley is a very tall young lady. She's listed at 6'5". 6'5", Riley Rissmiller. She's a smooth player. Free throws up and no good by Whitley Rammel. Whitley's listed at 6'3", but Riley Rissmiller about 2 inches taller than Whitley. Free throws up and good this time. So Whitley missed her first free throw there of the night. She had hit 4 out of 4. Here's a steal by Fort Recovery. Alexis Wendell up. No good. Rebound Alexis Wendell again, but Coldwater steals it away. Down come the Cavaliers. And the ball's tipped away and stolen by Alexis Wendell. Nice job. Alexis comes down, stops, and pops the shot. Can't get it to go. Got too far under the basket. But Callie Wendell comes up with it. Lady Indians have it. Grace Guggenbiller out to Callie. Bounce pass to Whitley Rammel at the free throw line. Now she hits Callie Wendell, who banks it in. Callie Wendell scores her second basket of the evening. Makes it now 30-16. Fort Recovery pressing full court here. Lady Indians trail by 14 points. Back out top. There's a 3-point open shot. It is no good. Rebound Whitley Rammel on Emma May's missed shot. Down to Grace Guggenbiller. Back outside to Whitley Rammel. Rammel underneath to Mara Pearson. She scores. And the Lady Indians are looking good here to start the second half. Timeout is called by Coldwater. Fort Recovery has cut the lead to 12 points, 30-18 in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Lady Indians looking with a lot of new life here to start this third quarter. They are looking pretty good as they cut the lead from 30-13 down to 30-18, scoring the first 5 points of the third quarter. Let's hope they can keep it going. Coldwater will toss the ball in here. Throwing it in for the Lady Cavaliers will be Claire Steinke. Gets the ball back. Fort Recovery pressing full court, causing some problems here for Coldwater. Becca winning, and they're going to call 10 seconds on Coldwater. Coldwater did not get the ball across the timeline in 10 seconds. Fort Recovery causes a turnover. Grace Guggenbiller into Callie Wendell. Wendell way out by the timeline. And here's the ball knocked out of bounds by Coldwater. Almost a steal for Becca Winning. That would have been an easy 2 points had she been able to come up with that, but she could not hang on to it. Grace Guggenbiller back to Callie Wendell. Wendell across the timeline. Passing on the left to Alexis Wendell. Back out to Whitley Rammel. Rammel right side to Grace Guggenbiller. Here's Mara Pearson. She'll drive. Passes over in the corner to Alexis Wendell. Back out to Callie Wendell. Good! A three-point basket for Callie Wendell. That makes the score 30-21. Lady Indians, what a rush here. That's 7 points now for Callie Wendell. Five of them here in this quarter. Coldwater with the basketball. They have not scored in the third quarter. Fort Recovery has scored 8 points in the quarter. We've got ourselves a different ball game here now. Underneath, shots up into a nice move there by Claire Steinke. Steinke squeezed her way underneath and had a nice layup to make it 32-21. Coldwater leads now by 11. Callie Wendell with the ball. Right side it goes to Alexis Wendell. Down in the corner to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace looks for a teammate, goes back out to Callie Wendell. Again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Grace Guggenbiller on a three, does not go. Rebound Riley Wristmiller, but she lost it. Here's Whitley Rammel. It's no good, but she is fouled in the act of shooting. And Whitley Rammel goes to the free throw line. This will be her fourth time to the line tonight. She so far is 5 out of 6. Two here would be nice, Whitley, but cut the lead to 32-23, and she got the first one. She is 6 out of 7 at the line tonight. A completely different Fort Recovery team here in this third quarter. I don't know what Coach Holly Gann said at the halftime, but I hope she canned it. Canned it for the next time. That's good again. It's 32-23. Lady Indians down by 9. Full court press here has been a major difference in this quarter. Here's Riley Wristmiller up and good. Coldwater able to beat the press, and Wristmiller cans a layup on the right side. Fort Recovery down underneath to Alexis Wendell to Whitley Rammel. She can't get the shot to go. Got her rebound up no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting again. And Whitley goes to the free throw line one more time. This will be her fifth time to the free throw line. She is so far 7 out of 8 at the line. That foul was on Wristmiller, her second. Or let's see, am I wrong on that? No, that's her third. Third foul on Wristmiller. She's going to come out of the game. That free throw was no good by Whitley Rammel. She'll have one more. Eyes the basket, lets it fly, and this one's good. 1 out of 2. So she is 8 out of 10 from the line here in the game. Here's Coldwater bringing it up on the press. They threw it away. That's exactly what you want to do with a full court press. You want to make the other team throw the ball away. You do not want to go fouling them. And Fort Recovery did just that right there. Coldwater threw the ball away in their rush to get down the court. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Right side, there's Kenzie Garkey. She's going to be called for traveling. She did. Coldwater with the basketball. Tossing it in here, Steinke. And Fort Recovery's going to steal it? I don't know. Nope, they say Coldwater has the ball. Grace Guggenbiller comes back in for Fort Recovery, and Maddie Guggenbiller, who was in there briefly, will go out. Pass comes in to Coldwater's Becca Winning. Now there is Claire Steinke. Steinke brings it down. Over in the left corner it goes. With the ball there, Madison Wendell back out top to Emma May. There's Jenna Ligers with the ball. She has not shot the ball once in this half. Out to Becca Winning. Fort Recovery putting the pressure defense on here. Inside, and Ligers will score. Well, she shot it now. Ligers with 7 points now, and it's 36-24. Full court pressure for Coldwater. Fort Recovery able to beat it. Callie Wendell on the left, over on the wing. Kenzie Garkey back out to Whitley Rammel. Here's Mara Pearson, right side to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace will pass back out to Callie Wendell, into Mara Pearson, back to Callie Wendell. Uh-oh, it's going to be, going to call over and back on Fort Recovery. Lady Indians threw that away. It went through the hands of Callie Wendell. She went back to pick it up, and they called over and back on her in the backcourt. 36-24, Lady Indians down by 12. They started this quarter down by 17, so they've made some headway here. Coldwater with the ball. Pass over to Riley Rissmiller, who's back in the game for the Lady Cavaliers. Left to Becca Winning. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery on Mara Pearson. Coach of the Coldwater Cavaliers, Amy Meyer. My good friend Toby Seifring, one of the assistants for Coldwater. Of course, Holly Gann, the head coach of the Lady Indians. A layup on the right side is missed by Coldwater. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. As missing that shot a moment ago was Madison Wendell. Here's Mara Pearson coming down. All the way underneath, puts it up. Oh, can't get it over the rim. Rebound, Riley Rissmiller. Riley has a ton of rebounds tonight. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery, fouling Rissmiller. No question about it, Rissmiller is going to be on your all-conference team at the end of the year.
Foul, Grace Guggenbiller. Her third, T-Zack.
36-24. Coldwater came in with a 9-8 record. Fort Recovery 4-13. Lady Indians had won two in a row. Into Rissmiller and blocked by Whitley Rammel. They're going to call Whitley for a foul, and she has a hard time believing that. But that's the call. So Riley Rissmiller will toss it in. Or I should say, will shoot the free throw. And it's no good. That's only her second free throw of the evening. She made her first one. So she's one out of two now at the line. She'll have one more here. And this is good. One out of two for Riley Rissmiller at the free throw line. Fort Recovery will toss the ball in here. Kennedy Mollenkamp back in. Lady Indians now trail by 13. They had cut the lead to 9 at one time on a flurry to start this third quarter. Now it's back up to 13. Whitley Rammel left to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Underneath to Kenzie Garkey. Back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Passing on the right to Grace Guggenbiller. Coldwater in their zone defense here. There's at the free throw line. Alexis Wendell dribbles back out to Whitley Rammel. Sidesteps a defensive player. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound comes to Coldwater. Clara Steinke gets the rebound. Over now to Jenna Ligers. She'll pass up to Steinke. Steinke across the timeline. Here's Becca Winning with the basketball. Over on the left wing, there is Madison Wendell. Madison will pass back out top to Jenna Ligers down low, and Steinke can't hang on to it, but gets it back to one of her teammates. Here's a shot in and out on a three by Becca Winning. Kennedy Mollenkamp has the basketball. Alexis Wendell with it. Back to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Right side it goes to Grace Guggenbiller. Fires and is fouled in the act of shooting. Drove the right baseline, and Grace will go to the free throw line with two shots. She has not been to the free throw line yet tonight.
Grace Guggenbiller shooting.
She has not scored yet tonight. Grace bounces the ball, puts it up, and good. Now she has one more for Grace Guggenbiller. Lady Indians have been pretty good at the free throw line tonight. Not bad indeed. 8 out of 10 for Whitley Rammel. 1 out of 2 for Kinsey Garkey. And now 1 out of 1 for Grace Guggenbiller. And now we got clean up the floor a little bit, apparently. Grace will go back to the free throw line. Eyes the hoop, puts it up, and got it again. Very nice free throw. You need to get her to the line more often. 2 out of 2. There's traveling on Coldwater as the Lady Cavaliers, Emma May, took one extra step. 37-26, 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Indians can cut it down to 9 or maybe even 8 here. Grace Guggenbiller is having problems with the shoe or something. Kenzie Garkey will come in here for the last play of the third quarter. Brought to you by Cooper Farms. Don't forget they'd like to buy your corn. Call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161 to sell them your corn. Cooper Farms. Fort Recovery with the ball. Time's ticking down. Underneath to Mara Pearson. She scores. Give Kenzie Garkey the assist. Mara Pearson the basket. It's a 9-point game. 37-28. Right side, there's a 3-point shot by Coldwater. No good. And a very successful third quarter for Fort Recovery. They cut the 17-point lead down to 9. 37-28. Coldwater still leads here at the end of 3. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our very fine third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, check out all the job opportunities at Cooper Farms' website, CooperFarmsJobs.com. CooperFarmsJobs.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kauf of Kauf Pharmacy, a locally owned health care pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kauf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kauf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kauf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Fort Recovery just worked the alley-oop play with Kenzie Garkey to Mara Pearson to cut the lead to 7. Here's Mara Pearson on a 3. It doesn't go as Coldwater turned it over. Rebound Coldwater. Well, that's the second time now that Kenzie Garkey and Mara Pearson have worked that little alley-oop backdoor play. 37-30. Lady Indians were way behind at one time, trailed by 17 at the half. Now down only by 7 points. Coldwater with the basketball. We could have ourselves quite an exciting ending here after all. Stolen by Mara Pearson. Down she comes. She's going to lay it up, and no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. Mara will go to the free throw line. What a different team we have seen here in this second half for Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson at the line for two shots. Bounces the ball, flies. Oh, it's no good. Too hard. Indians need to hit these free throws. They want to get back in this game. This would cut it to 6 points. It's up and it's good. It's a 6-point game. 37-31. Fort Recovery only down by six. Coldwater with the basketball being pressed full court. Tipped by Whitley Rammel, stolen by the Lady Indians. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp. Right side to Mara Pearson. Now the Lady Indians can cut it down to 4 points. Wouldn't that be amazing? Kenzie Garkey on the left. Dribbling the ball out here to Mara Pearson. Right side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy back out to Whitley Rammel. Into Mara Pearson. Kennedy Mollenkamp dribbles, fires. Oh, it's no good. Rebound, Whitley Rammel back up, no good. Rebound, Riley Rissmiller. Rissmiller trying to be a little extra careful because she has those three fouls, but she still got the rebound. Here's an outside shot, no good. Chased down by Mara Pearson. That shot was missed there by the Cavaliers, Madison Wendell. Kennedy Mollenkamp out front. 6:12 to go. Lots of time left in this game. Mara Pearson over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp to Whitley Rammel. Rammel passing over to Callie Wendell on the right. In the middle to Whitley Rammel. And a foul is called on Jenna Ligers as she stripped the ball away from Whitley. Ligers is only her first personal foul. Whitley Rammel at the free throw line. Again, this is her sixth time at the line tonight. All two shot opportunities, and it's up and good. That cuts the lead to 5 points, if you can believe that. One more, it's up and no good, a little bit too long. Rebound, Coldwater. So Whitley is, let's see here, 9 out of 12 at the line. And there's a foul called on Callie Wendell as Callie fouled the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. Becca winning. What a second half we are having here. Best basketball of the year for Fort Recovery. No question about it. Right side it goes to the Cavaliers. MMA back outside. Back on the right to MMA, fires a three, does no good, off the mark, rebound, Callie Wendell, as Coldwater cannot seem to hit anything. Mara Pearson is fouled, and she'll be at the free throw line. They're going to call the foul on MMA, and Mara Pearson goes back to the free throw line.
Number three, MMA foul.
She was one out of two at the line a moment ago.
21.
Two free throws here would cut it to a 3-point game. The first one's up, and it is good. One more for Mara Pearson. Where's number 22? Only a sophomore for the Lady Indians. This is up, and it is good again. Perfect. It's a 3-point game, 37-34. Coldwater's just stunned. And here's a ball stolen by Whitley Rammel. Rammel will stop. Feeds off to Pearson. Fires. Hits! Mara Pearson connects to make it a 1-point game. Wow. Mara Pearson in the lane makes it a 1-point game, 37-36. Coldwater has been baffled by Fort Recovery's pressing defense here in the second half. We'll be back in a moment.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Enjoy 15% off all filters for your Case IH and Kubota branded equipment. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send your pre-order so that we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Unbelievable second half for the Lady Indians here. They fought their way back into this game. They only trail by one, 37-36. Continuing and pressing Coldwater. Bringing it up is Claire Steinke. Comes all the way down underneath, scoops it up and got it. Nice little drive there by Claire Steinke. Down comes Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell on the left to Kenzie Garkey. And a ball stolen by Coldwater's Becca Winning. And now a foul's going to be called on Kenzie Garkey. Well, that's what Coldwater needed there, some kind of a break. 39-36, a three-point lead here for the Fort Recovery. I'm sorry, for the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. They lead by three. Coldwater by three, 39-36. Shots up short, rebound, Coldwater back up, and a foul is called as Steinke is fouled by, I believe, Grace Guggenbiller. Yep.
Foul Grace Guggenbiller, her fourth.
So Claire Steinke will go to the free throw line for the first time. Claire bounces the basketball. She is a sophomore. It's up and good. Big free throw for her. That makes the lead back to four at 40-36. If you would have told me that Fort Recovery would have come back to within 1 point, I would have said, no way. No way was that ever going to happen. But they did. That free throw is no good. Rebound, Mara Pearson. Now a pass down. Oh, a little bit too long. Intended for Alexis Wendell. It went out of bounds. Fort Recovery continuing to press full court here. This press has really bothered Coldwater. Riley Ritzmiller over to Claire Steinke. Steinke dribbling. Right side it goes. Becca Winning gets it across the timeline. She traveled. No call. Back outside it goes to Jenna Ligers. Ligers dribbling the ball. Goes to the left. Or no, that's Becca Winning there. Outside Emma May. Emma May will look. And Mara Pearson stole the ball, but they're going to call timeout to Coldwater. Fort Recovery says, hey, we stole the ball before they called timeout, but the official says no. Timeout Coldwater, 40-36. Lady Indians trail by four. We have 4:06 to go in this game.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Okay, here's the situation. 4-point lead for Coldwater. They have the ball. Tossing it in will be Jenna Ligers. Ligers looking for a teammate. Oh, that should have been over and back. No call there by the official. Inside to Riley Ritzmiller. Knocked away by Whitley Rammel. Callie Wendell came up with it. Callie brings it down across the timeline. Passing over to Mara Pearson into Kenzie Garkey. Back to Pearson. Pops the shot. Oh, it doesn't go down. Rebound. Who's going to get it? Coldwater. Coming out with it was Becca Winning. Winning will pass down here on the left side to Madison Wendell. There's Claire Steinke, and she is going to be fouled by, I think, Fort Recovery's Alexis Wendell. Yep. Really, Alexis was just kind of standing there, and Coldwater created the activity. 40-36 score. 3:33 to go in the game. Shots fired up from the free throw line. No good by Steinke on a 1-1. Rebound, Whitley Rammel. Whitley has a bunch of free throws here in the second half. Oh, stolen away by Coldwater. Down they come. Shots up and good by Ligers. Jenna Ligers gets a big basket there on the steal. It's 42-36, a six-point lead now. Coldwater with 3:12 to go in the game. Still time for Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson on the left side to Kenzie Garkey. Garkey passing to Mara Pearson. Mara backs it up. Right side it goes to Alexis Wendell, back to Whitley Rammel, top of the key, into Mara Pearson. Lobs it in to Whitley Rammel, puts it up, no good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. Couldn't get the ball to go down. Whitley goes back to the free throw line for the seventh time tonight. She's been able to draw a lot of fouls. That's the first one up and good. 10 out of 13 now. One more. It's good again. 11 of 14 for Whitley Rammel from the free throw line. It's now back to a four-point game, 42-38. And Coldwater may have thrown it away. Nope, they saved it. Back outside it goes over on the left to Jenna Ligers. Ligers dribbling the basketball. Works her way to the top of the key, passing to Riley Rissmiller over on the right. And fouled by Whitley Rammel. Only her third, so she's in no trouble. And it will be 1-1, though, for Riley Rissmiller.
Found Whitley Rammel, her third.
So Rissmiller has not been to the line really that much tonight. She has been there. She's had three free throws. She's been there twice and hit two out of three at the free throw line. And this one is good. I would expect her, as smooth as she is, to be a pretty good free thrower. That makes it back to a five-point lead, 43-38. Coldwater on top. Bounces the basketball, puts it up, and it is good. 44-38. Fort Recovery down by six with the ball. Callie Wendell with it. Coldwater trapping it half court, but Fort Recovery able to handle it. There's a ball deflected out of bounds by Jenna Ligers. Fort Recovery will have the ball on the far side. Callie Wendell will toss it in. Mara Pearson to Callie Wendell. Right side it goes. Garkey to Grace Guggenbiller, turns, fires, short, rebound, Whitley Rammel. Oh, it's no good, can't get it to go down. Rebound, Coldwater. Doggone it. Coldwater with the basketball. Here is Becca winning. Left side, and they lost it out of bounds. Pass was to Madison Wendell, and she grabbed it like a hot potato and couldn't hang on to it. Turnover, Lady Cavs, and that'll give the ball back to Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller to Callie Wendell. 1:50 to go. We need a score here. 44-38. Ball's tipped away, but Fort Recovery got it back. Grace Guggenbiller doesn't take the shot. Over to Kenzie Garkey. Now there's Whitley Rammel. She'll fire and miss off the back of the rim. Got her own rebound, no good, and she's back to the line again. Fouled by Riley Rissmiller. That is four on Rissmiller. And to the free throw line for the eighth time tonight goes Whitley Rammel. Puts it up, and it's good again. Amazing. She is 14 out of 17. Maybe this is the ninth time. This is up, and it's good again. Got them both. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16. That was the eighth time she's been to the line, and she is 13 out of 16 now from the free throw line for Whitley Rammel. And that cuts the lead to 4 points. 44-40, timeout, Fort Recovery. 1:36 to go. Indians down by four.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
That's been quite a second half. Lady Indians trailed by 17 at the end of the halftime and 30-13 and came roaring back. Got back to within 1 point at 37-36, I believe it was, before Coldwater pulled away a little bit again. Now it's a 4-point game, 44-40. Coldwater with the ball and Fort Recovery pressing full court, causing them some problems. Riley Rissmiller passing up. And they get it across the timeline to Becca Winning. Right side, and Fort Recovery is going to be called for a foul. As they foul Jenna Ligers, I'm not sure that's what the Lady Indians wanted to do. Jenna's a pretty good player. I would guess she is a pretty good free thrower, but she has not been to the line tonight until now. Ligers with 9 points on the night. She will have two coming here on the double bonus. Bounces the ball, spins, lets it fly. It's no good. It should be the double bonus, shouldn't it? No, it was 1-1. I was wrong. It was 1-1. The next one will be the double bonus. So she missed the free throw. It goes out of bounds. And Fort Recovery gets a break to cut the lead to 2. 1:14 to go in the game. 44-40. Callie Wendell on the left side. To Kenzie Garkey, back out to Whitley Rammel. Mara Pearson, right side to Grace Guggenbiller. Coldwater and Fort Recovery in a big MAC game tonight. There's the ball stolen by Ligers. Stopping, firing, missing. Rebound, Fort Recovery, and a foul's on Coldwater. And Fort Recovery will have 2 free throws. Tally Wendell is fouled. They call that on Ligers. Number 2 on Jenna Ligers, and Callie Wendell will go to the line. Callie has not been to the line yet tonight. She has 7 points on 2 2-point baskets and a 3. Let's see if she can cut the lead to 2 points here. 52 seconds to go. The free throw is, oh, no good, off the back of the rim. She will have one more. This would cut it to 3 points. Bounces a basketball. Lets it fly. It is no good again, off the back of the rim again. Missed 2 free throw opportunities there. Coldwater with the ball. Fort Recovery pressing. And they lost it, did they or not? Nope. Jump ball. And it goes to Coldwater. I thought it was going to go out of bounds over there off of Claire Steinke, but it did not. Inbounds pass comes to Becca Winning. Winning across the timeline. Right side to Jenna Ligers. Back out to Riley Rissmiller. Coldwater in no rush here to shoot the ball as they're trying to kill the clock. There's a foul on Fort Recovery, and Riley Rissmiller will go to the free throw line. Again, not who Fort Recovery wanted to send to the line. She's only missed 1 out of 5 free throws tonight. That one's up and good again. Now it's back to a 5-point game. Fort Recovery could have cut it back to 2 a moment ago with those 2 free throws. We couldn't get them to go down. One more. It's up and it's good. 46-40. 6-point lead. Fort Recovery will bring the ball down. Riley Rissmiller gets both free throws. Right side to Mara Pearson. Drive, stops, fires, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. Shot was no good. That was a baseline jumper on the right, about 12 feet out on the right, and so it's going to go to the free throw line, Mara Pearson. Bouncing the ball is Mara, puts it up, and it's no good. Boy, our free throw shooting here has escaped us when we need it at the worst. Cannot get the ball to go down. There's one that went down. That cuts the lead to 5, 46-41. Fort Recovery trying to steal the ball here on the press. And there is traveling called on Riley Rissmiller. right before Grace Guggenbiller fouled her. So that was a plus because you wouldn't want to send Rissmiller back to the free throw line. So Fort Recovery gets the ball back, trailing by five. 17 seconds to go. Need to shoot right now. Here's Mara Pearson over to Whitley Rammel. Oh, come on, gals. Kenzie Garkey firing, missing. Rebound comes down to Coldwater, and there's a foul, and that's going to be your game. 11 seconds to go. Coldwater leads 46-41. Whitley Rammel, I think, has just fouled out of the game. And Coldwater is asking the officials to make some kind of a ruling on something. The officials are consulting with each other. 46-41. Lady Indians trailed by 17 at the halftime, and I think it might have even been worse than that at one point in the second quarter. Maybe they're questioning the clock. I don't know. Well, they didn't seem to change anything. Whitley Rammel again fouls out of the game. So they're going to replace Whitley. And Alexis Wendell will come in. Nice game for Whitley Rammel, back for the first time after she sat out for a couple of weeks due to a concussion protocol when she got banged in the head in the South Adams game a couple of weeks ago. At the line is Claire Steinke. It is up and good. She will have one more. Claire has 8 points. This one's up and good again. 9 points for Claire Steinke, 48-41. Game's over. Here's Mara Pearson firing, missing. Rebound comes to Coldwater. And congratulations to the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. They survive a challenge by Fort Recovery. Lady Indians got back to within 1 point, and then I think within 2 points at one time in the second half, but could not get any closer. What a nice second half for Fort Recovery. 48-41, Coldwater wins. They improve their record to 10-8 on the year. Fort Recovery drops to 4-14. We'll wrap it up in a moment. I'm sure we'll have Coach Holly Gann coming by right after we pause for this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned health food pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Healthmark, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 26th through the 29th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Well, what a comeback for Fort Recovery, but not quite enough. They trailed, I believe, by 18 points at one time in the first half of play before they made their charge in the third quarter. And trailed at halftime 30-13 by 17. Outscored Coldwater in that third quarter to trail 37-28, only by 9 going into the final quarter. Lady Indians able to cut it back to within 1 point. I think it was 37-36. And the final was 48-41. Coldwater winning by 7. Coldwater survives the challenge by the Lady Indians. Again, Fort Recovery drops to 4-14. Coldwater improves to 10-8 on the year. Whitley Rammel led the Lady Indians with 13 points, all from the free throw line, as she had a nice night at the line tonight. 12 points for Mara Pearson, 7 for Callie Wendell, 3 points for Alexis Wendell, 2 points for Grace Guggenbiller, and 1 for Kenzie Garkey. For the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers, they were led by Riley Rissmiller with 24 points. Quite a nice player. She had 17 at the first half and ended up with only seven more in the second half for 24. It was Claire Steinke with 9, Jenna Ligers with 9, 3 for Madison Wendell, and 3 for Emma May. In the reserve game, Fort Recovery won that 33-29. Fort Recovery led most of the way, fell behind 21-19 after 3, but won the game 33-29. Fort Recovery was led by Sage Luthold with 8. Amalia Martin had 7. It was 5 apiece for Carly Niekamp and Maddie Guggenbiller. 3 points apiece for Elizabeth Allig and Eva Kollig, and 2 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp. For the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers, they were led in the reserve game by Brooke Gerlach with 7, then 6 points for Mandy Hart and also Avery Kanapke, 4 points for Kirsten Keller, and 2 points for Natalie Ashball. Again, hanging in here to see if we can get Coach Ganda before we sign off here this evening. As Fort Recovery, a great comeback tonight here at the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, we have, I would think, a happy coach, Holly Gann. What a comeback by your kids in the second half, Holly. It's just too bad we couldn't quite get the break there at the end.
You know, and you're right, I am a happy coach. You know, those girls were fun to watch. You know, that's the thing, is I walked in the gym and I just said, we were fun to watch tonight, guys. Now, we weren't so fun in the first half, right? It seemed very old team-like, but what we've been working hard on was definitely that team, more of a reflection that second half. You know, we jived well, we fed off each other's energy, I felt like we had good continuity, we were getting energy from the bench as well as the girls on the floor, and it was just good. I could see him back and watch that game. You know, it got late. We're trying to talk through some things, and I did. I told myself, I was like, you know, either way, we win or we lose, I'm proud of these guys. Now, with that being said, I don't tell them that all the time, because we got to continue to demand more. You know, we can't come out of a game like that and start so flat. We got to be able to do more early.
I think you were down by 18 points at one time there in the first half. Got back to within 1 point And then maybe back to within two at one other time. And certainly had a chance at the end. Just didn't, right things didn't happen for us. And our free throw shooting went away from us there at the end, too.
You know it did. And some of those girls have been playing some high volume minutes for us there late in the stretch because we found a set of girls that were doing some good things and kept them moving in and out. And you're right. And down in the stretch, we got to be able to hit those. And we had other opportunities. If it wasn't the free throws, you know, how many wide open bunnies did we make that we just kind of got nervous with? But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, again, girls, like, look in the mirror here. Like, this is a great Coldwater team. They have a good, really good player. And we found a way the second half to slow them down and take control of the tempo of the game, show a little composure, and be able to do some things. So that should be uplifting for those guys. But they've got to want more. We got to demand more. So.
What a nice first game back for Whitley. I had her 13 out of 16 at the free throw line. Didn't have a single field goal tonight, but, boy, she hit the free throws tonight. And I remember back two, three years ago when you were hoping she'd hit the rim.
Yeah, you know, and she is. She's hungry. She played hungry today. And that's a Whitley that I feel like we haven't seen that way necessarily all year. She demanded the ball. She was in control. She went and got those rebounds. She was very aware of what she wanted to get done. And you know, we challenged her a little bit at halftime because previously, you know, Riss Miller was definitely owning the paint. And I would say I would go back and battle with them the second half. That was Whitley's paint. So.
Well, congratulations, Holly, on the comeback. I know, like you say, the first half wasn't a work of art, but the second half, and your press really got the kids going there in that second half.
You know, if we would have sat back in a five, you know, I just feel like we need that adrenaline. We got athletic kids. It's a strength for us, so we need to get those bodies moving and try to be able to cause some trouble in the full court, and obviously we did. We were patient. The girls have done really well with that all year long, and we haven't really worked a ton on it this week. We were looking at some other things, and yeah, again, like, you know, it's nice that we made that comeback, but, you know, Rob, the reality is we still lost. So we got to go back, and we got to grind, and we got to find a way to be able to start a little stronger, and more importantly, just start having those better conversations about getting our minds right and moving into tournament time here.
Well, Holly, thanks for stopping up after the game, and we'll see you down the road.
Thanks, Rob.
Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Lady Indians fall to the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers by a score of 48-41 this evening here.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.